This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome, this is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It's strange how life works sometimes. One day things are going business as usual, then suddenly something out of the blue happens and your world is turned upside down. It usually happens when you least expect it. I'm sure it's happened to you. You say, it wasn't meant to be, or the stars must have been aligned for that to happen. And sometimes we're working so hard to get through whatever we've got to face, we can't begin to process what's happening around us. The key to a happy life is to live in the present and to start enhancing our perspective toward dealing with each and everything that life comes. It does have its ups and downs, good days and bad days, success and failures. It holds all these things, some in the past, others that are yet to come. Now, I know it's frustrating. Life doesn't work the way we think it will. But I do have some good news for you. While life is often unpredictable, we have a loving God who will never change. God is in control whether you feel it to be so or not. The Bible clearly states this is true. Life is unpredictable. There are countless things I can never know with certainty. But there is one thing that I do know. There is a God who knows all and who loves me deeply. And by knowing this, I can be still. I can be at peace. I'm not left to my own devices to wander through each day without any assurance that He's not in charge in this crazy world. He created the universe we live in, and the old song says He's got the whole world in His hands, and that includes you and me. The writer in the book of Ecclesiastes, that's in the Old Testament, sums it up so well. The race doesn't always go to the swift. The battle is not always won by the strong. The bread does not always fill the table of the wise, and wealth does not always accrue to the skillful, or favour is not always granted to the knowledgeable. But time and misfortune happen to them all. That's verse 11. If you're at a race, which runner do you think's going to win? The fastest one, of course. Not always. In the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, the American runner Lola Jones was expected to win the gold in the hurdles. She was known to be the fastest in the world, but she tripped on the 9th hurdle and came not first, but 7th. So it's true, the race is not to the swift. Life is unpredictable. Things don't always work out the way they should. So who is going to succeed in life? The teacher in the Ecclesiastes that I just mentioned gives three types of people we think are going to do well. He talks about the wise, the intelligent, and the skillful. These are voted most likely to succeed. Everyone recognizes their talents. Go to a high school reunion years later. Who has actually made it? Not the people that you would have expected. As I said, we are not in control of our destinies. I mean, accidents can happen. Time and change happen to everyone. It's unpredictable. Some people say, live a good life and all your dreams will come true. That's not entirely correct. I know of good people who've been taken by illness or a random car accident. It certainly was unfair, didn't make any sense. So I think we need a faith that can withstand the brief and uncertain nature of life. Otherwise, we have a faith that's not going to be of any use when the hard time comes. Faith in a God who will make everything turn out okay in the end. For each day we have is a gift from God that we are to make the most of. In the beginning, God created the world so we could love Him and enjoy Him. Sin entered the world, the Bible says, destroyed all of this, but now Jesus died. He rose again to save us from our enslavement to sin so that we could live life as He intended. We're safe in the knowledge that God knows better than we do. Why don't you enjoy life's simple pleasure? Not just the big events. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. We must always place our trust in God. Our time is in His hands. It was Corrie Boom who said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And yes, life is unpredictable, but God is always good. His promises are for our good. Nothing can ever take Him by surprise. So place all your confidence in Him. And let me say this also. We can live with confidence in an unpredictable world. Why? Because we know that God has said, ask for wisdom, and He promises to give it, especially when life doesn't make sense and turns out different than what we might expect. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that despite the unpredictability of life, one thing is constant, and that is You. Your love and Your care is there for me every moment, and I'm very grateful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.